The FINA World Aquatics Championships are underway in Montreal, with the swimming pool portion of the event set to begin on Sunday. Nearly 1 year ago, the United States swimming team won 28 medals at the Summer Olympics in Athens. The World Championships are the first major event since then. USA National Team Director Everett Uchiyama told VOA Sports that the American team's roster for this meet is a healthy mix of new names and old stars.
I'd say 75% of our men's Olympic team is intact and focusing on 2008, where on the other side, it's 75% of the women's team is new and kind of up and coming and trying to make their marks over the next 3 years.
One of the veterans who will be in Montreal is 22-year-old Natalie Coughlin. She won 5 medals in Athens and set a world record in the women's 800-meter freestyle. Coughlin was not able to train for the World Championships until January due to a broken foot, but that time off allowed her to bask in the glow of her accomplishments at the Olympics, as well as to complete her studies at the University of California, Berkeley.
That was perfect for me because I trained so hard in January and I got back into the pool pretty aggressively, and I finished school and I was busy and, you know, post-Olympic whirlwind. But it's been different, but I've been having a great time and I'm focused on the meet and I think I'll swim well.
Michael Phelps will be there as well, with memories of his 6 gold medals from last year still fresh. Phelps has become the face of American swimming since then, earning a number of endorsement contracts and appearing in television commercials. But he admits it has been a bit overwhelming at times.
I mean, the statement, the sky is the limit, really is true. You know, I mean, I never thought that by the age of 20 I would have 8 Olympic medals. I'd be living a dream come true. I mean, being a professional athlete, doing something I love, and I mean, this is my job. So it's kind of like it's everything in one that you get. And growing up, I always dreamt about this.
Phelps and his teammates will face a stiff challenge from the other countries competing at the World Championships, especially Russia, Australia, and Japan. Uchiyama said China could also be a dark horse, as its teams work towards hosting the 2008 Olympics in Beijing.
The challenge for us is to maintain our status as the number one swimming team in the world, and there's always challengers, and this time around it might be the Chinese, but it's still the Russians, the Australians, and the Japanese, like I said, have had a wonderful past few years.
Nonetheless, Uchiyama said that the Americans have not set any specific goals for next week in terms of medals.
We've never set a quote-unquote medal count on what we try and accomplish. We just try to continue to be the best. We ask the kids to put their best foot forward and just try and win as much as they possibly can.
Uchiyama added that if all of the competitors are at their best in the World Championships, there will likely be new world records set. This is due in part to the fact that the pool in Montreal is 3 meters deep, which is more than many of the pools that have hosted major competitions recently.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't a world record set at this competition, just by the nature of the facility and the competition.
The first events in the swimming pool portion of the World Championships will take place on July 24th on the islands of Montreal's Parc Jean Drapeau. Jonathan Tannenwald, VOA Sports, Washington.